Yeah, no, for me, it's going to be a little bit challenging to give any additional thoughts because I only followed the last part of the meeting. I just want to probably reaffirm what I mentioned before, to be sure that any kind of future exercise try to fill the gaps between the different clusters of policy in which you work. So we cannot detach anti-discrimination, anti-racist policies from social and economic justice. And I would like also to bring to your attention that people of African descent, racialized minorities, are those really in the bottom of the pyramid of poverty and social exclusion in Europe. So, and there is a kind of color blindness when you talk about social rights and economic rights to people of African descent and racialized minorities. It seems that everybody, because we are accessing the labor market or because we have access to certain social protections, that there is no poverty at all, and it's not true. I think as well, we need to, when it comes to the national action plans against racism, which is, I know, a compromise from the European Union, and again, I'm talking about the European perspective. It would be great if the guidelines that were there on the table could also put forward more synchronized and transversal approach, so that national action plans against racism are interconnected with national plans for integration of migrants, that are interconnected with energy poverty plans, that are interconnected with any other social issues such as gender strategy as well, children strategy. That we haven't talked about the question of children of African descent also, and how they are really far away from the poverty line. So there are many people there is an invisibility when it comes to the question of poverty and social exclusion of these communities. And I think there is a global effort that needs to be done to make sure that we can recenter the most vulnerable among the most vulnerable inside the discussions. So thank you.